This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States military struck back at the Islamic State in Afghanistan Saturday, acting on U.S. President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists in retaliation for a suicide bombing claimed by IS that killed as many as 169 Afghans and 13 American service members at Kabul Airport Thursday. A U.S. Central Command statement said a drone strike targeted an IS planner in the eastern province of Nangarhar. It said initial indications were that the target was killed. Biden said he would strike back at the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliates, saying, "We will hunt you down and make you pay." Across the country, the U.S. Office of Members of Congress have become makeshift crisis centers. Lawmakers are being flooded with requests for help getting people onto one of the last flights coming out of Kabul Airport before Tuesday. That's when President Joe Biden's deadline for the withdrawal of all U.S. military forces out of Afghanistan hits. The requests run into the hundreds and sometimes the thousands for each lawmaker. The work is gut-wrenching with stories of people trying to help being turned away from the Kabul airport. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but they believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the global pandemic. That's according to results released Friday of a review ordered by President Joe Biden. An unclassified summary indicates four members of the U.S. intelligence community say that with low confidence, the virus was initially transmitted from animal to human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. This is VOA News.